Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for joining us at that site and for using it to your advantage, to your little heart's content, over and over again. Many of you are doing that, and I appreciate it. And so many of you are using it. We're going to have a record week, record month this month, it looks like. We're already way ahead of where we were last month, which was also a record month. So more and more of you are taking advantage of that. I'm so happy that you're doing that. It tells me that you want to get better, that you want to learn more, that you want to find out what it takes to be successful in the 21st century. And I'm very excited about that because we work hard to provide you with as much resources, as much information, as much content, as many contacts and perspectives and best practices, et cetera, that we can. And as you, that was our goal from the beginning, way back in 97 when we started doing this, when we started broadcasting on the radio and on the internet, and simulcasting on the internet, and when we started writing and all the different things that we do here. We started all that. Our goal was to make all that available to small business owners, as much information as we possibly could, available to small business owners so they could have the maximum opportunity to be successful and to make it available for free, to make sure that there's no barrier to entry, no cost to entry, that if you need it and you want it, you can get it. And all we had to do was to produce it and look around and find some corporate partners who were willing, who believed in what we believed in and who wanted to make that kind of a commitment. And so we did, and we have. And now it's all available to you. It has been now, as I say, for over 8.5 years. And I really thank you for taking advantage of it. It makes me proud of you when you do. And don't forget, by the way, in addition to just going there and wandering around and listening to archives and reading articles and checking out our Brain Trust members, you can also you can also subscribe to our newsletter, which will come every Sunday by email, and our blog, which comes Monday through Friday, if you want to get it sent to you, or you can just come and get it every day. You know, folks, one of the things that you've been hearing me talk about now for a long time, since really the beginning, is the inequity that small business between what's the healthcare availability that small businesses have, the advantages that small businesses have over, or I should say that big businesses have over small businesses, the inequity between those two groups in terms of being able to offer health insurance. One of the things that that makes it difficult for small business owners to be able to provide health care is the cost. It's too expensive. And it's gotten worse and worse. So many small business owners are lucky to make any kind of a profit, and they don't pay themselves nearly enough money. I see that all the time across the country. Small business owners, folks, some small business owners make a lot of money. The average small business owner just makes a living and may not even have health insurance for themselves. You know, you hear a lot of people talking about, you know, these mean old business owners don't provide health insurance for their employees. Well, guess what? If you find a small business that's not providing health insurance for their employees, it's a pretty good chance that they might not even be able to afford it for themselves. And one of the main reasons is because it's just gotten too expensive and they don't have enough money. They frankly just don't have enough money to pay for it. The other reason is because of the tax structure. The tax structure and also the way we have it, the insurance available to us, is so arcane, it's so 20th century, it's so based on the way people did business in the 20th century that it doesn't fit what's going on right now in the marketplace. Now, one of the things that you've been hearing me talk about for a long time, just by myself and also with experts on this topic, is something called, what I call, Association Health Plans. Now, there's a new name. They've come up with a new name, which I like. They're calling it now Small Business Health Plans, and that's very, I like that name a lot better. Small Business Health Plans, SBHPs. And what these are, and by the way, it looks like it passed the Senate yesterday. You've been hearing me talk about these SBHPs, Small Business Health Plans, that how many times, what is it now, 8 times it's passed the House and never could get through the Senate. 8 times in the House over the last 2 or 3 years, never could get through the Senate. But it looks like yesterday it passed the Senate. And what this means is, the way I understand it, and I haven't read the bill yet, but I just want to get this information out to you. The way I understand it, if it works the way I believe it's going to work, when passed, when put into law, when signed by the president, small business owners would be able to band together with other groups through your chamber of commerce, through your trade group, your industry trade group, through a hobby organization, perhaps, you know, maybe maybe your Harley group or whatever, could band together across state lines, meaning that this supersedes the state insurance commission, the insurance commissioner that regulates how insurance is purchased and managed in the state. It supersedes that. It blows right over those guys. You can buy insurance across state lines as a group the same way major corporations do, the same way trade unions do right now. They already have this ability. You and I don't, small business owners, until now. And that's all we're asking, is give small business owners an opportunity to have the same access to health care as other organizations. Now, you know, folks, when you go buy insurance, you know how you buy it. You buy it by yourself with your group. If you've got 6 employees, that's your group. That's all the buying power you have. In these bigger groups, you may be one of thousands. What kind of a discount is that going to get you? How much better coverage is that going to get you? Well, a lot. Big discounts, much better coverage. And that's what small business health plans are going to do for you and me. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about it and about what this could mean to you and me and to the economy and to the lives of a lot of employees out there. 20 after, I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking about healthcare developments, some developments in Congress. Finally, we got through to the Senate. Somehow we got through to the Senate. And it looks like Small Business Health Plans has passed the Senate. It's my understanding. I'm going to read something here. This is from Dan Danner. You remember Dan. He's been on the show recently talking about this. He's Executive Vice President of the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. Here's a quote from Dan. Today was a good day for small business. We thank Chairman Mike Enzi for his work and leadership. It's the Enzi bill that he's talking about that got passed, which has brought small business health plans a major step closer to reality. As he says, as chair of the committee, Senator Enzi made it a priority to address the cost and availability of health insurance and made it the number one issue for America's small business owners. His bill, sponsored by Senator Ben Nelson, goes a long way to providing real relief for small businesses, co-sponsored by Ben Nelson. By the way, Ben Nelson, I think he's a Democrat. Anyway, so this bill is going to go a long way towards helping small business owners. In the 20th century, small business owners were really considered mom and pop, backwater, little shops, you know, no big deal. Who cares about small business? We got Ford. We got General Motors. We got, you know, we got Xerox. We got AT&T, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we now know that in the 21st century, small business is a big deal. Small business owners are a big deal. They're very important people. You create over half the U.S. economy. I like to remind you of that. Small business owners create. In fact, if you pull small business contribution to the U.S. economy out and put it all over here by itself, it actually becomes the number one economy in the world. Did you know that? That's right. Because you're over half of the largest economy in the world. The second one is Japan, which is less than half of the U.S. economy. The small business USA is more than half. So if you pull it out, the number one economy in the world is United States small businesses. The number two economy in the world is U.S. big businesses. The number three economy in the world is Japan. Now, by golly, it seems to me that with that kind of impact, that kind of contribution, that small business ought to be able to have at least the kind of access to health care as big companies and trade unions. And so maybe we're getting closer and closer to that. Please contact your senators and thank them if they voted for this. If they didn't vote for it, ask them why. I'm going to send you to a website, sbhpsnow.com, Small Business Health Plans Now.com. That's SBHPS. SBHPSNOW.com. Go to that website and read all about it. This is all the information you want to know about these plans. And so what this will allow you to do, folks, this will allow your Chamber of Commerce to offer health insurance through a national hookup. It'll allow if you're in the tile business or the carpet business or the tire business or the tamale business. I don't care what business you're in. If you've got a national trade group, it will allow you to buy insurance through that trade group. And because there are thousands of members of that group buying as a class, it will allow you to save lots of money on insurance premiums. It will give you much better coverage. If you have people who aren't as well as others, you've got some folks who maybe, you know, if you go to the marketplace to buy insurance for a half a dozen employees, and one of them has a serious illness, cancer, or some kind of a heart problem, or high blood pressure, or you know, some kind of other disease, that one employee makes the entire package prohibitive most of the time for small businesses. But when you spread that one employee over thousands, those people typically aren't even rated. I mean, they just come into the plan. And so not only is it less expensive, but there's much more of a chance that everybody gets covered. There's much more of a chance that you get much more kinds of coverage, kinds of care available. Small business health plans, ladies and gentlemen, is a very important 21st century development that we must have. The economy needs it. You know, when you hear politicians talking about, we need to reform health care, well, they've got it on the table, and it's small business health plans. If they would reform that, if they will reform that, if they'll make that happen in 1 year's time, I predict that the uninsured Americans, the number of uninsured Americans out there will drop exponentially, maybe like by half. And that's all they got to do is get it done. Now, the Democrats, Senator Kerry and others, are proposing their own alternative to this. But it's not as good, folks. It doesn't get the coverage outside of the state insurance commissioners. We've got to be able to do that. We've got to be able to buy insurance across state lines. Think about that. And while you do, we're going to take a quick break, and John Deeney will be with us when we come back on the other side of these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.